Stuart, thanks for coming up so quickly after the game. The look on your face at the end of the game, looking out, you couldn't believe how you hadn't won that one either.
I think probably the draw might have been fair. I think they give as good as they got. I'm just disappointed that we've not won the game, you know, as always, really. So I thought first half, yeah, we huffed and puffed a bit. Missed some decent chances again, didn't we, second half? But yeah, just a disappointment that we've not come and won. But you know, there's no easy games in this level, and they give everything they had.
You say you missed those chances. It wasn't that things were going high or wide or whatever for the most part. Their goalkeeper, he pulled off some blinders, didn't he?
Yeah, we worked him. We did better. We got a lot more shots off today, and you know, they sat in deep, and they, you know, the good midfield screen. It was end to end, wasn't it? Second half, we've made a change, and to be really positive at half time, taking Stephen Darby on and throwing obviously Nolts on, and we just, for all the sort of possession we had first half, we wanted a bit more, putting them under threat. You know, we didn't. We said that, look back at it, I think the keeper's made a couple of good saves as well. So yeah, just disappointed we've not won a game, but you know, again, effort, desire wise, we're fully committed. Probably just didn't show a little bit, you know, enough care in the final third. Late on, I think we got a little bit desperate because everyone was just wanting to win the game, and they were the same.
As a manager, how can you change that then, to marry all the effort, the desire, the application with some more goals?
Yeah, well, as you say, you can see today we're doing everything we can, but I just felt we wanted to get more bodies in the box. Certainly for all the first half play we had, and keeping the ball on the edge of box and coming back and getting long distance shots, we didn't have enough in and around, and obviously putting Nolts on and sort of playing Jota. We had four strikers, you know, second half for majority of the time, but yeah, it was a frustrating afternoon. I mean, listen, we can play better, we know that, but you know, it's one we're, you know, slightly disappointed in, that the result, we haven't gone back with 3 points.
Two bites of the cherry, Jordi Awuola, but did stick one in. He had a few chances this afternoon.
Yeah, he certainly did. Yeah, did again, you know, it was a great ball by Mars for the goal. You know, he saw him in space, took a great touch, and keeper's done well, but thankfully he put it away. But he had, you know, a really good chance just prior to that, and then one, you know, not long after it as well. And I think, to be fair, the lads were saying in the goal mouth before the game, it was very bumpy and bobbly, you know, in the goalie, you know, 6 yard box. And I think certainly one bumped up just before he hit it, and it slung off his foot. But yeah, he got one, and he probably possibly could have had a hat trick.
Yeah, Mark McNulty, you mentioned he came on at half time. Tim Dien going to right back. Was that just a tactical thing, just to try and press a little bit?
Yeah, well, we went to a back three, really. You know, we Tim, you know, Mendy might have looked like he was playing right back, but he just went into a back three, and we remained playing in the middle, and yep, wanted him to come out of there. And basically, at times, when Meza playing as a left winger, play with the two at the back and take the risk and the chance if we did get done on the counter. But we, you know, as I say, we went all out to win the game. And just disappointed we didn't.
You played, it was like a diamond, wasn't it, as well? Is that something you might think about now? Because we are trying to find that winning formula, and then maybe that's the way to go now?
Yeah, well, we look at everything. We looked at things Thursday and Friday, the way we might go. You know, there was a possibility they might play three at the back, so we're going to play three upright against them. But I think we've got players in there that can be fluid. You know, Jordi will float about. Laws, he can play left, central. You know, Mars can go in as a striker. So we've got options even when we set off to mix it up and just try to do, you know, find the formula, as you say, to get that win. We were near it today, but not obviously near enough.
9 days now before the next, Stuart. Scunthorpe on Boxing Day, top of the table.
Yeah.
Scunthorpe United. What do you do this week then? So many players on Christmas Day, it's training as usual. You're giving them the day off, or
on Christmas Day? Yeah. Certainly, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, we'll have a couple of days recuperation. But what a game to go back to, you know, should be a cracking attendance, great atmosphere back at home, and playing the top of the table. So it's going to be a cracker, and the lads will be rested up, and hopefully Santa's been good to them, and then we can get the best present of all, 3 points on Boxing Day.
Well, I was going to say the game marks that is the end of the first half of the season, isn't it? After that game, if you can beat the team that's at the table, close the gap with them, it gives a real beef for the second half of the season, isn't it?
Well, ifs and buts. We've got belief in what we want to do. You know what I mean? We're not getting carried away. I think, you know, we've got a side there that if we're all on top of his game, we're a match for anyone. If we're just average, like we probably were today in lots of parts of it, you know, there's a lot of good sides in this league, and you know, there's no there's no divine right to come down to Walsall and take the 3 points. We did everything we could. It wasn't good enough in the end today. So we'll look to the next game and hopefully win that one.
And not too far away, the January transfer window. You know, you're going to be getting calls every day and talking about this player and that. Are you anticipating doing much business next month?
I'm not sure, to be honest. You know, we've got obviously four lads on loan at the minute. I suppose it'll depend on a couple of things, what will happen with them, and then we'll look at it nearer the time. But we're always obviously looking at players and discussing players, and that's what we continue to do.
But the next couple of games before the window opens and then the start of January, does how things are going on the field affect whether you will be able to do much?
I don't know, really. Possibly, but as I say, we're what my job is once, you know, when we've got to what we've got and we've got players in the window, so it's to get best out what we're getting. Up to now, to be where we are with the points we've got, you know, we're quietly satisfied. But you don't want to stand still. You want to improve. So we won't be bringing players in that aren't better than what we've got. There's no point in that. So we've got to make sure that if people do come in, then they're going to make us better.
Yeah, 1,000 sports today. Certainly plenty to shout about. I'm sure you'd like to wish everyone a happy Christmas.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, again, bats tremendously well today. And I thought when we got the goal back, we could push on and win the game in front of the fans. But our last game here was as a player for the club. We were 2-0 down at half time and came back and draw 2-2. And I thought today we were going to push on, but it wasn't yet. No, obviously I'd like to wish all the City fans and everyone connected with the club a happy Christmas.
Well, let's hope you have one as well. Just a final point about your last game. 14 years ago that was now. Seems a lifetime away. That was our quiz today. Why is this ground particularly special in your career? You would have got that one straight away, I'm sure. But
I hope so.
does it seem that long ago? When you turned up here, did you think, this is where it all ended as a player?
I've got to say, I can't remember last week, never mind 30 years ago. So, it got mentioned before. I do remember it, and I thought it was going to finish on a sad one because I think we're 2-0 down. But we came back. I think Jesse scored. I can't remember who scored. But it would have been nice to go back with a win, but it wants to be. But as I say, now we've got to look forward and push on and look to the next two home games. If we can get maximum points, that will be the aim.